Infra Markets Backdoor Listing.
SBI Mutual Fund goes all in on urban company.
New funds for Indian startups from Mirai Blue Hill VC.
Vijay-led Tamil Nadu attracts more than 1 lakh crore investment commitments in 100 days.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's start with a rather unusual route to the public markets. Infra Market is skipping a conventional IPO and instead listing by taking the backdoor route through listed Shalimar Paints.
That's right. Infra Market is planning to merge with Shalimar Paints, creating a listed entity. Now, this is an unusual route for an Indian startup, especially at a time when several new age companies have delayed their IPO plans.
Now, the contrast in valuations is striking. Infra Market was once valued at more than 25,000 crores, while Shalimar Paints currently has a market value of around 725 crores.
Once the merger is completed, the combined entity plans to raise another 1,000 crore rupees through a QIP route. Infra Market has already raised more than 7,000 crores over the past 8 years.
And here's a business reason behind the timing. Sources told Money Control that the company's tiles business was hit by the Strait of Hormuz crisis, while the paints business faced pressure from higher raw material costs.
So this could become a closely watched test of whether a startup can use an existing listed company to get to the stock market instead of going through the traditional IPO route.
Now, staying with the public markets, SBI Mutual Fund is increasing its stake in Urban Company.
Yes, SBI Mutual Fund is buying around 3.15 crore shares or roughly a 2% stake for about 428 crore rupees from early investors Axel and Buy Capital.
That would take SBI Mutual Fund's holding in Urban Company to around 8%. It already held about 5.9% at the end of March, up from 1.89% in December last year.
The transaction works out to around 136 rupees per share, which was about a 6% discount to Urban Company's market price at the time of the deal.
Now, the investment comes as Urban Company continues to expand its InstaHelp business in the instant home services market. The company has been competing with players such as Snapit and Pronto. So, the latest investment also comes at a time when this category is seeing more activity. Plus, it's also an institutional vote of confidence, particularly from a fund that is much sought after by new age listed companies. Meanwhile, India's venture capital industry continues to build up its war chest.
Mirai Asset has raised about 1,125 crore rupees in the first close of a planned 1,800 crore rupees fund, while Blue Hill VC has closed its first frontier tech fund at rupees 400 crores.
Now, the two funds are taking different routes. Mirai is looking at growth stage technology companies across areas such as AI, software, deep tech, and advanced manufacturing. Blue Hill, meanwhile, is focused on frontier technologies such as defense, space, semiconductors, and robotics.
And these are coming into a market where the amount of capital available to Indian startups is already increasing. India-focused VC funds raised more than $3.2 billion in the first half of 2026. We see a lot of activity right now. Axel, for instance, recently raised a $550 million India fund. Elevation Capital also raised about $900 million across its early and late stage vehicles. However, AI remains a common theme, but funds are also looking at manufacturing, defense, space, and other areas where tech and industrial capabilities overlap.
Moving on from venture capital, let's go to Tamil Nadu, where the state government says it has attracted more than 1 lakh crore in investment commitments in the first 100 days of the Vijay government.
It's at the Vetri Tamil Nadu Investors Conclave in Chennai, 97 MOUs were signed for proposed investment worth around 67,450 crore rupees, with more than 1 lakh jobs expected from these projects.
That takes the government's total investment commitments during the first 100 days to 1,02,514 crore rupees, with nearly 1.22 lakh jobs expected, according to the government.
The projects span across several sectors, including aerospace, automobiles, electronics, semiconductors, and renewable energy.
There are some interesting names and projects in the announcement. Skyroot Aerospace plans to invest 250 crores in Thoothukudi to set up a private launch vehicle manufacturing facility. Agnikul Cosmos plans to invest 400 crores as well in Thoothukudi for a facility to manufacture and integrate reusable liquid propulsion launch vehicles. The project is expected to create 1,500 jobs.
There are also electric vehicle manufacturing plans. Ultraviolet is investing about 779 crores in Krishnagiri for a facility to manufacture electric scooters and bikes with 4,000 jobs expected. And Alt Mobility also plans a 779 crore electric two-wheeler manufacturing facility in Krishnagiri. Now, US-based Supermicro, meanwhile, plans to invest around 477 crores in Chennai for server manufacturing and integration.
And finally, Honasa Consumer, the parent company of Mama Earth, has reported a sharp rise in profits for the June quarter.
The company reported consolidated net profit of 90.4 crores in Q1 FY27. This was up 119% from 41 crore rupees a year earlier.
Revenue from operations rose 27% year-on-year to 755.9 crore compared with 595.3 crore in the same quarter last year. EBITDA too more than doubled to 110 crores during the quarter.
We also saw revenue going up quarter-on-quarter wise. The company said growth came from both its core brands and newer brands. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.